Bowman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. And the big news of the day, Paul Kaharsky reporting at PaulKaharsky.com. DeAndre Hopkins out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee strain. Again, I saw DeAndre walk off the field at the end of practice yesterday with about 5 minutes left, something like that. And I just thought, oh, well, I guess DeAndre's done for the day. But I didn't think it was due to an injury, and clearly it was due to an injury, and the Titans will be without DeAndre Hopkins. And this is a big deal. I mean, people on Twitter are, oh, my God, oh, God, or, oh, this is time for Treylon Burks to step up, or my girlfriend, who doesn't really follow the NFL very much, but I'm very proud of her. She's in the music industry, not in the sports industry. She texted me and said, have you seen the DeAndre Hopkins news? And I was like, yeah, I've seen the DeAndre news. So it's a big deal. So is it wrong that I don't think this is that big of a deal? I mean, I understand, again, DeAndre out 4 to 6 weeks. It's DeAndre. They're counting on DeAndre. DeAndre's the leading receiver coming back. Jared, last week you were yelling and screaming about wanting to give DeAndre Hopkins an extension. He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Does this change your mind about that?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think this is that big of a deal. And I'll tell you why. Number one, it's 4 to 6 weeks. It's not for the season. If it was for the season... You hear that?
Yeah, we heard the knock.
If it was for the season, that'd be a different discussion. Again, I talk about that day a couple years ago when Harold Landry tore his ACL, and I gave it an hour, and then TD came on for an hour, and then I looked at Caroline, and I said, they're screwed. And she was like, but Weaver could step up, or I'm like, no. I'm like, there's just guys you can't lose. For the season, Harold Landry's one of them. So if this were the season for DeAndre, then yeah, I'd be freaking out. But it's not the season. In fact, 4 to 6 weeks, if it's 4 weeks, DeAndre might not miss a single game. If it's 6 weeks, which again is the end of it, then DeAndre would miss two games. You can get by for two games. You can get by with Trey Avery for two games. You can get by with the Titans in 2020, the year they had the second-ranked offense in the NFL, went on the road in November. It was actually the last show Floyd ever did with us was the pregame show before this Ravens game they won in overtime, and Roger Saffold was hurt, and Aaron Brewer went in there. You can win a game with Aaron Brewer. You can't win 17. So if the worst case scenario is 6 weeks, DeAndre's only going to miss two games. That's okay. That's okay. Best case scenario, 4 weeks. He gets a week to go for the Chicago game. He'll be fine. The second reason why I don't think it's that big of a deal is because DeAndre is the one guy who has banked a buttload of reps with Will Levis. Going back to last year, it was obvious that Will Levis looked up to DeAndre Hopkins. Now, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about what Derrick Henry brings the team in terms of leadership that is now gone in addition to the production. Even if you were to just look at the Pro Football Focus numbers and say, Tony Pollard's 4 years younger, Tony Pollard technically ran the ball better than Derek last year, and Tony's a better receiver than Derek, there is something that leaves the building when Derek Henry walks out. Well, Will Levis was 24 years old last year. DeAndre Hopkins has been in the NFL for, what, 12 years? So when Will Levis was 14, DeAndre Hopkins was a star in the NFL. So the idea of playing quarterback in the NFL and knowing that's DeAndre Hopkins was always a big deal to Will Levis. And you could tell they were tight. And you could tell that sideline incident against Indianapolis, if you want to call it that. I mean, I think that's probably a little too harsh, but that probably grew them closer. Well, then they were working out together in the offseason. He'd go out to Cabo together in the OTAs. I mean, DeAndre loves Will Levis up and down. Will Levis loves DeAndre up and down. They have gotten so many reps banked between the two of them that it'll be okay. In fact, Levis was asked yesterday about getting the ball to three number one receivers because Ridley's been a number one receiver, Hopkins has been a number one receiver, Boyd's been a number one receiver, though it has been a while since Boyd was a number one receiver. But they've all been number one receivers, and Levis is like, yeah, you know, I've got to be able to. Well, now Levis in camp and in practice can really worry about getting the ball to Ridley and Boyd, the guys that he needs to build the reps with. So, number one, DeAndre's only out 4 to 6 weeks, and they don't play a game in the next 4 weeks. So if it's four, he's not even missing a game. If it's six, he's only missing two games. Number two, he's got a ton of reps banked with Will Levis. And number three, this opens an opportunity for Treylon Burks to, I don't want to say reclaim his spot, but when he was drafted, and it was a swap. It was a one-for-one swap. If you want to add Malik to that, you can. But it was Treylon Burks for A.J. Brown. The Titans thought they were acquiring a younger, healthier version of A.J. when they made the trade. I say the Titans, but Vrabel clearly didn't with his reaction at the time. He was a starter day one. He was a starter last year. Even when they added DeAndre, there was nobody else opposite Burks that would make you even think they were capable of starting. Well, this year the Titans didn't go into the offseason thinking Burks was a starter. They signed Calvin Ridley for a crap load of money. Then on top of the money that they gave Calvin Ridley, they were really interested in Malik Nabers, who, by the way, not that, you know, training camp practice, Burks killing it in practice too, and were cautious about that. But apparently Malik Nabers is just lighting up Giants camp for whatever that, again, for whatever that's worth. But I think just reading the tea leaves, they would have taken Malik Nabers if he was there over J.C. Latham. That's how much they like. They would have taken Malik Nabers and figured something out at tackle. That's how much they like Nabers. So if you're that invested in Ridley with the money and that invested with the pick with Harrison or Nabers, that tells you, yeah, they didn't view Burks as a priority. Now, Brian Callahan lied about it when they signed Tyler Boyd and was like, no, we think there's a big role for Treylon on this team. And I rolled my eyes like, okay, well, now Burks is going to get a spot back at least for the meantime. My guess is they play, was it San Francisco next Saturday? Burks is starting at wide receiver. Levis is starting at quarterback. Let's see. Last time Levis played quarterback, he threw a 70-yard bomb to start the game, and it hit Treylon Burks in the hands and went down to the turf. Well, now he's going to start, and I would assume Ridley will start, and I assume Boyd will start, and now Treylon Burks gets in the mix. And then after about two series, Boyd comes out, Ridley comes out, the other guys go in, NWI and Kyle Phillips and Jaquan Jackson and Mason Kinsey, those guys go in, and I'm leaving Burks out there. So, again, this isn't, in my opinion, that big of a deal. I don't think it's that bad. And I know a lot of people are going to panic because, again, we're just trained when we see out with a knee injury 4 to 6 weeks. It's like, oh, my God, because the feeling is the same as if this is October 13th. And if he's missing 4 to 6 weeks on October 13th, it's like, oh, God, that's Houston and Philadelphia and the Chargers and Indianapolis. And right now, you don't have that. Don't have that as far as all that's concerned. Phone lines driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Matt has been waiting patiently and is up next here on the program on DeAndre Hopkins. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Stillman. Nice to hear from you, man.
Good. You too.
I have to say that I agree with you 100%. I think this is a non-story. I mean, maybe just because it is, he left early, it is. But, I mean, you got to remember, this guy is notorious for not wanting to practice. So, for the remaining of August, sounds like 4 weeks to me.
Let me say this, Matt, and I appreciate your call about the DeAndre not practicing, because I think a lot of people are going to say that. They're going to say, DeAndre does not practice. DeAndre does practice. At least he has with the Titans. And when DeAndre got to the Titans, in his first press conference, he was like, yeah, that's overblown. And I think he was taking a crack at Bill O'Brien. And it's like, Bill O'Brien made up some bull crap. That's not true. He didn't say it, but that's the vibe I got. But he has practiced with the Titans. It kind of reminds me. And remember, DeAndre Hopkins has called me a racist twice, and I know I'm not a racist. But it reminded me of the story Floyd used to tell about Kevin Carter, which was when he was with the Titans, Kevin Carter was drafted in the first round in 95, the year they took Steve McNair. And Kevin Carter told us one time when he was chairing the GM, he was like, I had no idea why the Oilers were interested in me. I knew they were going to take McNair, but they did a lot of homework on Kevin Carter. And then Kevin Carter got a reputation of being a bad guy, being lazy with the Rams. And they knew, the Titans did, that could not be true because they got to know him during the draft process. They know he's not lazy. They know he loves football. And they made the trade for him. And Kevin Carter, for 3 or 4 years, he was a great Titan. And it was all because they knew that reputation, that story was overblown. The reputation that DeAndre Hopkins doesn't practice, I believe, is overblown. So that, I'm not going to say is not that big of a deal because he doesn't practice anyway, because he has practiced since he's been here. He's been a model citizen outside of the haircut in the locker room, which I didn't like. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phones. 615-737-1025. Stillman and Company. Again, the news. Paul Kaharsky reporting. DeAndre Hopkins out 4 to 6 weeks with a muscle strain in his knee. Or I guess it's a muscle. A knee strain. We'll get to your phones. Plus, the one guy, I see a lot of talk about Burch stepping up. We talked about NWI. There's one other guy that's going to have to carry the load. Let's say DeAndre's out. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106 for the game.
You mentioned the wide receiver room when we talked to you last at OTAs. It's still exciting to be with a group of guys, and especially now, first day of camp is here.
Oh, yeah. We in got a veteran group under the other guys, but D-Hop and TB. It's great to be around those guys, very confident guys, very good in their craft and stuff, so I could learn a lot from them. But also being on the field with them helps, the offense move the ball pretty good with the guys we got.
That is Calvin Ridley. Let me say this about Calvin Ridley since he's shown up with the Titans. Calvin Ridley has been as complimentary about everybody else as humanly possible. Complimentary about Levis, complimentary about Burks, complimentary about the coaching, the whole room. You heard earlier in the offseason when he said that Burks was like a combination of Julio, AJ, and T.O. all into one, which is some high praise. Guess what? If this DeAndre Hopkins injury is a bigger deal than I think it is, because, again, I think 4 to 6 weeks, if it's 4 weeks, he's not even going to miss a game. He's got plenty of reps banked up with Will Levis. I do not think this is that big of a deal. But if it is, we're talking about Burks stepping into the lineup. And okay, Traylon, it's up to you. I'm talking about NWI because, as you know, I keep believing that NWI, one way or another, is going to find his way on the field. But the guy who's really got to step up is Ridley, because they are paying Calvin Ridley to be a number one receiver. Now, I don't know what you guys think as far as Ridley's concerned. I don't view him as a number one. Like, when we're talking Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb and the top receivers, the number one, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I do not view Ridley in that same category. I would argue that Ridley is probably not in T. Higgins' category, which is low-end two. So, high-end two. So, Stephon,
I think he's better
Diggs,
than Higgins.
You think Ridley's better than Higgins?
I do, yeah. Higgins seems to me just kind of like a one-trick pony.
Based off of what you know, if Brian Callahan was sitting there and the contracts were the same, Higgins, or Ridley, who do you think Brian Callahan would have taken this offseason?
I don't know. That's a good question because he knows Higgins much better. You know? Who would I don't know about Brian Callahan. I would take Ridley.
Oh, I'd take Higgins.
But.
I'd take Higgins.
Ridley's faster. He's a better route runner.
Higgins has a better, has a bigger body and can go up and get it, and he's more reliable to catch the ball.
Maybe.
So I would, personally, I'd take Higgins. But I think they're kind of in the same category, right?
I would put Ridley just a notch above, but.
Oh, no. I like that.
I would put Ridley as a 1B, not a 1A.
Stephon Diggs or Ridley?
Diggs.
Brandon Ayuk or Ridley?
They're pretty close.
Oh, no.
I think they're pretty close, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Ayuk's going to get $30 million a year.
That's because of the market.
He's not even a free agent. Ridley was a true free agent, got 23.
Yeah, because he's older.
D-Mace just texted me Higgins. Not that D-Mace is the end-all be-all, because you know I argue with him and Chris Plain on the pregame show, but because he's taking my side, I will.
Yeah, D-Mace doesn't like Ridley because he thinks he drops the ball too much.
D-Mace loved Ridley when he was a free agent. What are you talking about? D-Mace is like pants off for Ridley.
But Higgins drops the ball a lot, and he's hurt too.
Higgins does get hurt. Does Higgins drop the ball?
I think so, yeah.
They don't drop it against the Titans. That's for sure. Regardless, they are paying Calvin Ridley to be a number one wide receiver. And while he probably is not a true number one wide receiver, there is something that has to be said for, all right, guys, you paid me to come in here. DeAndre's out. Throw me the ball. I'm going to take care of this. And I will argue that Calvin Ridley did not do that last year in Jacksonville when Christian Kirk got hurt. When Christian Kirk got hurt, it was noticeable how important his absence was to their offense. If Christian Kirk's healthy in that Week 17 game against the Titans, Jacksonville wins. I mean, if Calvin Ridley catches the ball in the fourth quarter, Jacksonville might win that game. But Kirk was kind of the go-to guy that Lawrence would wear out, and then Ridley was kind of the big play guy. And I think that's what the plan was here. If Hopkins is going to miss a significant amount of time, in my opinion, then Ridley has to be both. Ridley has to be, hey, throw it to me 11 times a game, and I'm going to break off some big plays. I don't know if he can do it, but that's what the money's for. One texter says, a sprain is a stretch or tear of a ligament. A strain is an injury of a muscle or tendon. I would much rather have a strain than a sprain. So that is some good news on the DeAndre front. Muscles and tendons recover much quicker than do ligaments, which typically require surgery when injured. Well, we don't know if he's having surgery or not. I would say this, though, for the Titans. 4 to 6 weeks right off the bat. There is a new sheriff in town, because with Mike Vrabel, I remember when Carson Wentz broke his foot in training camp with the Colts, and I want to say they were like, yeah, it's a 4 to 12 week injury, and I asked Vrabel about it, and I was like, hey, just your reaction to Carson Wentz out 4 to 12 weeks. Vrabel goes, 4 to 12 weeks, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of weeks in there to get
quite
it right.
Quite the window.
Which I did think was kind of funny.
Do you think this is any type of sign about how Brian Callahan and the new staff will handle injuries?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Callahan gets up there at the press conference and is like, all right, Johnny Joe has a hand. Jimmy has a knee.
He's pulling
Scotty
Malarkin.
Well, so I'm a little torn on this either way. I mean, I appreciate the transparency, and it does stop like the incessant speculation that we used to do when Vrabel was the coach. I mean, I remember Rashawn Evans banged up his ankle 1 year, and we talked about, like, he was out. We talked about Rashawn Evans for like 6 weeks about what this mystery was going on with him. But at the same time, you know, Floyd used to think that when Jeff Fisher would get out there and would read off the injuries at the start of the press conference, that he was like making excuses. And so I'm a little torn one way or another.
We used to call Vrabel Coach Cautious.
Coach Cautious, because he wouldn't let anybody practice.
So I wonder if Callahan's pulling a little.
So I will say this about the difference between Callahan and Vrabel in the practices. The intensity of the practices, a Mike Vrabel practice, in my opinion, was much more intense than a Brian Callahan practice. But it should be noted that the Vrabel way, whether or not this is, you know, A and B, whether or not the Vrabel way, guys were always getting hurt. So maybe the lack of intensity in practice is actually a good thing. Not to say that they don't have intensity in practice. It's just not the same level of intensity of a Vrabel practice. Caleb says, I clearly have no sources on this, just a hunch, but I think D-Hop is okay. I think it is more precautionary. My source is trust me, bro. Yeah, I don't know if I can do the whole trust me, bro. I feel like that's a little too much. But again, as far as it's concerned, with the 4 to 6 weeks, if it's 6 weeks, he misses two games. Two games, not the end of the world. One texter says, as far as Treylon Burks goes, I am cautiously optimistic. I am not expecting him to play a lot because he always seems to get injured and his performance has not been very good. Let's be honest, however, if he turns out to be a superstar this year, then it's just a bonus anyways. So I'm not expecting too much, but if he goes out there and plays well, then great. This takes me back to the Ridley thing with the money. Calvin Ridley makes so much money that if you have to get by for three games, which again, 6 weeks would be two games. But if you have to get by for three games with a starting receiver group of Ridley, Boyd, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Ridley should be able to carry you through it. That's what the money is for. So we shall see if he lives up to expectations. Hopefully it's not David Givens. 615-737-1025. More of your phones. Again, the news. Paul Garski reporting DeAndre out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee strain. I have an athletic training source that has given me a breakdown of what they think of DeAndre's knee. And I asked the question. I said, should he be good to go at the end of this? What he had to say, we'll do it next. Stillman and Company, 1025, 106 for the game.
This group's obviously different than what you had in Cincinnati and, you know, with Brian. I mean, Jamar Chase is Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is T. Higgins. But you mentioned Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins. Do you feel like that with this offense and with Will that you guys can have something similar, like with how the offense works, to what you had in Cincinnati? You all, like you just said, having your different roles?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think the most important thing with getting this offense to go is just the chemistry, you know, just getting the reps. You know, it kind of was the same thing in Cincinnati. We all knew we had great playmakers and great guys that can do different things better than others, you know, but it just took time for the timing to be right with the quarterback and just guys being where they need to be and guys sacrificing themselves to allow other guys to get open. You know, I think all of that plays a part. And just because you have great players and great receivers and running back, it doesn't mean you're going to be great. You know, you got to find some type cultural relationship within guys before you get out there and kind of just cut it loose.
That was Tyler Boyd of the Chase and Big Joe Show out of training camp. And he said, hey, we got to get the chemistry. Well, the good news is DeAndre Hopkins, who reportedly has a 4 to 6 week knee strain, DeAndre Hopkins already has the chemistry with Will Levis. Now's the opportunity to bank the reps with Ridley and Boyd especially. You know, I think Hopkins and NWI are fine in terms of their connection with Levis. Burks should be, but who knows? Those two, those are the guys that Levis really has to focus on now because those are the guys that are all going to have to step up if Hopkins does miss any time. Again, if it's 4 weeks, he doesn't miss a game. If it's 6 weeks, he misses two. It's not the end of the world. So, Ian, I texted, I'm going to say this is an athletic training source.
Okay.
So this is somebody who is a, you know, licensed, big-time athletic trainer, works on pro athletes. That's all I'll say. Many pro athletes. I sent him a text. I said, Hopkins strained knee out 4 to 6 weeks. What do you think? He said, and I think he took a picture from a video that TD posted of Hopkins in the one-on-one yesterday with the knee wrap, and he said grade 2 LCL strain slash tear, assuming the picture from practice yesterday is accurate, and then sent the picture from the video that TD posted with the knee wrap on Hopkins. So I said, what's the likelihood that he's back to normal? Not back on the field, but what's the likelihood that he's normal in the next 4 to 6 weeks? And I'm going to say this. The answer is half good, half bad. The half that's good is he said it should be very realistic that Hopkins gets back to normal in 4 to 6 weeks. You want to know what the bad part is, though?
I guess.
He said, but honestly, with their training staff, who knows?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that, like I said, this is somebody who works on pro athletes. This is not some Johnny Joe, you know, what? This is somebody who works with the best of the best. And he made the comment with that Titans training staff, who knows? Now, it's amazing to me that over the last 3 years, the Titans have had the injuries that they've had. And they've changed the turf because they thought that would make a difference. And they fired the coach because they think that'll make a difference. And they have the analytics now that tell them when not to practice hard and all that kind of stuff. But they have not changed the training staff. Todd Torricelli, and I don't know Todd Torricelli from a jar of Vicks, other than, I mean, I see him out on the practice field. I mean, I know what he looks like, but I don't know him from a jar of Vicks. He might be the Mother Teresa of athletic trainers. I have no idea. But that's just somebody telling me that, hey, that training staff, who knows?
You don't know Nate Davis from a jar of Vicks.
And I don't know Todd Torricelli, old man, from a jar of Vicks either. But I do find it fascinating. And again, this is not about me thinking that Todd Torricelli's bad at his job because I have no idea. Number one, I'm not even remotely qualified to be able to judge whether or not a trainer is good at his job. If I was in the training room every day, I would not be qualified enough to be able to tell you whether or not the trainer's any good. And secondly, I'm not in the training room every day. I'm not in the training room any day. And so how would I know if the trainer's any good or not either? But it is a little surprising that after the last 3 years they've had, if they're going to blame the field turf and rip that up and go put out some new turf, you know, the coconut turf or whatever it is they have, that they got to water the turf. If they're going to do that and spend the money to do that and they're going to fire the coach and they're going to bring in a new coach, it is surprising that they haven't brought in a new trainer, right? So we'll just keep that in mind. One texter says, if there's any position the Titans can afford an injury at, it's definitely wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins is absolutely going to be missed due to his reliability and chemistry with Will Levis, but I am almost certain Boyd will be able to slide into his role for a game or two with almost no drop-off, and NWI will hold down the position until Hopkins is back to 100%. If that takes one game or three, we need him as close to healthy as possible with the difficulty of the upcoming season's schedule. I'll say this. When it comes to, you know, the idea of, hey, receiver, you can take an injury there. You can't just take it. Like, if DeAndre was out for the year, which he's not. If DeAndre was out for the year, we'd be reciting the mourner's kaddish right now on the air. But he may not miss a game. I understand the idea of, hey, you know, you can put Burks in there, you put NWI in there, and that's fine for a couple of games. If you're going to be good this year, and I don't think you're going to, that's just me, but if you think you're going to be good this year, you need DeAndre Hopkins. Let's not kid ourselves. DeAndre's probably what? The second, third best player on the team? Ian, let's rank them right now. Let's draft them out.
On offense or just the team?
The whole team. You've got the first pick.
Who do I take?
Yeah.
Sneed.
Oh, I was going to take Sneed second. I'll take Simmons. I was thinking you were going to take Simmons. I was going to take Sneed. I'll take Simmons.
Okay, next. Cushenberry?
I mean, at this point, aren't you getting kind of close to Hopkins?
Yeah, probably.
See? So, like, the idea of, oh, no, it's okay. We'll be fine. We can afford an injury at receiver.
Top five, maybe. Maybe Landry could make it up there.
Right. Landry, Ridley, you know, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't put Boyd in that group. Wouldn't put Levis in that group. Probably wouldn't put the two running backs
in
that group. Yeah,
can't put Pollard in there yet.
No. And receiver is a very, very valuable position in this league. That's why they all make $30 million now, because it's very, very valuable. Lenny says you can't just throw I know somebody. You've got to name them. No, I don't. This is my show. And on my show, I get to pick what qualifies as a source worth talking about. And all I will say is that my source is an active, high-end trainer who works on pro athletes. High-end. And it's amazing how much money these people have started to make. But you can't tell me I can't use that as a source. Number one, this is a one-source show. We've said it many times. We don't need 18 different people to confirm something. If something's out there, we could talk about it. Secondly, I decide what gets on the show. I decide the credibility of the sources on the show. And since it's my source, I know it's credible. So no, I'm not going to name it. This is not going to happen. Josh from Dixon texts in and says, man, I miss hearing the GM's voice. Me too. I have a hard time. There are some things at practice I've been seeing, some things with the Titans overall I've been seeing that I know, and I hate putting words into his mouth because there were a lot of times where I thought he'd think something and he'd think something else, and I'd be like, oh my God, I couldn't believe he thought that, so I don't want to assume how he would feel. But there are a handful of things I've seen that I'm like, the GM would not be okay with that, most notably the right tackle position the last 3 years, but there have been a lot of things I've seen where I'm like, oh, I don't know if the GM would like that. And there's kind of this internal, you know, this internal kind of like how much of this is like the new school way of doing things versus the old man's old school way. But, man, there are some things I see. I'm like, GM wouldn't like that. I'll tell you that right now. TD says, anyone trying to downplay this injury better not have been pushing for an extension a couple weeks ago. Well, that TD texted me. Well, but so here's the question. I just told you, if this was an out for the season injury, what'd I say we'd be doing? We'd be reciting the Mourner's Kaddish, which is the prayer Jewish people say when somebody dies.
Amen.
I mean, that's why I just said when we drafted the play, I'm like, look, I know. You can sit there and you can say like, oh, look, hey, we'll just put Burks in there. What a minute. This is DeAndre Hopkins. As I said, the third, fourth, fifth best player on this team. But my thing is, if it's 4 to 6 weeks, he can miss practice. It'd be okay. But yeah, you don't lose DeAndre Hopkins. Get better. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. There is a new app that is out, that they want every single one of you to not only download, but to pay for. But should you? Next. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106 for the game. Stillman & Company, let's give something away. I'm in a good mood, Ian. Be caller 5 right now at 615-737-1025, and you will win a pair of tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars at Ascend Amphitheater this Saturday. Again, the big news, good luck on those. The big news of the day, Paul Kaharsky reporting, DeAndre Hopkins out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee strain. TD says the Titans are optimistic about the 4 weeks. So keep that in mind. That does sound like a good thing. And like I said, he's got plenty of reps banked with Levis. That should be okay. Now, I do want to touch on this. First of all, congratulations to everybody. Because we have made it. And you're probably thinking, what do you mean we have made it? We have made it to the end of the offseason. I told you guys, I get very depressed. Like, right on the Thursday, Friday of the Super Bowl. Because I'm like, oh, now we have all this time with no football games. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have made it. Because tonight is the Hall of Fame game. Now, I'm not going to watch the Hall of Fame game because I'm not sure I care. Now, if I got nothing else, maybe I'll flip, watch a couple plays, and I'll be like, football! Which is not a bad thing. But There was an announcement today. There is a new streaming service that is coming out. Everybody's got a streaming service now. The new streaming service is called Venue Sports. What? It is ESPN, Fox, and Turner all combined into one. Basically, they're trying to make it the sportsman's package. It will launch this fall. And they have now released their price, $42.99 a month. So when I saw $42.99 a month, I thought, that's outrageous. What am I getting with this? You're getting Fox, which is already for free, ABC, which is also already for free, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN Plus, and all the SEC, ACC, FCC, whatever, all those networks, you get that. TNT, TBS, and Fox Sports 1. That platform will include the entirety of the portfolio. This is from their press release. Will include the entirety of the portfolio of live sports rights owned by its parent companies, including the NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, college football, basketball, amongst others. Venue subscribers will also have access to 14 traditional TV sports networks of its parent companies, including ESPN, ABC, Fox, TNT, TBS. So then I sat there and I did the math. I currently pay $90.86 a month for YouTube TV. Now, I think YouTube TV starts at $72, but I pay for Sunday Ticket, and I think I pay for 4K. I got some big TVs. But at the same time, I do personally watch a lot of Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. Like, I do watch those channels. Plus, I already get all of the ESPN, Fox, and Turner channels with YouTube TV, and I also get NFL Network, and YouTube TV for me has an unlimited DVR. So I did the math at that $90 number. I'm paying about $1,100 a year for cable, plus another $100-ish for ESPN Plus. Venue at $42.99 a month for 12 months is $515.88 pre-tax. So add another $50. And we're talking about $560, $570 for the year. So I am roughly paying double the amount of money in order to have cable with the DVR and NFL Network. Ian, do you think it's worth $500 for me to be able to watch regular cable and NFL Network? And the DVR. I don't know if this Venue Sports has a DVR or not. Do you think it is worth the $500 extra that I pay? Or should I switch, as a primary sports fan, should I switch to the Venue Sports app?
I'm not sure. I missed some of the breakdown there on all the stuff you were paying for. So I missed some of the numbers.
So it's $1,100 a year for basically YouTube TV for me.
Okay.
And it's $570 or so a year for Venue Sports.
Okay.
So, but I watch a lot of cable news.
Sure.
And I get NFL Network on YouTube TV.
And Venue Sports doesn't have regular cable news channels?
No. It's just sports.
Just sports. But it has NFL Network?
No.
No? Well, what's the point of that if you're not going to have the stuff you want?
So, I'm sticking with YouTube TV. And I got to tell you, I'm getting tired of all of this Fercocta app, download, pay for.
Hey, you guys are the one canceling cable.
Well, I'm sorry, but here's why I canceled cable. So I lived in an apartment until 2018. It's a very nice apartment. And I had AT&T U-verse at the time.
Sure, yeah.
And then when I went to move to my first house in 2018, AT&T U-verse was not available. So my option was Comcast. So when I went to put in my order for Comcast, it was like $10 extra per box, per TV.
Plus your premium DVR service.
Plus more for DVR, plus more for HD.
Well, I don't know if they do that anymore.
This was 2018.
Extra,
this was not 2004.
HD. Jeez.
So, like, the total was like an extra $200 a month with all the extra crap.
Yeah.
And so I was at a Predators game, and we had like a suite that night with a bunch of listeners, and Porth was telling me how he had gotten YouTube TV, and somebody else was like, oh yeah, I got it too. It's great. And I got YouTube TV, and I never looked back. And so I don't ever see myself using real cable again. I don't ever see it.
Well,
if I had to pick
you
a streamer
go back
that wasn't
to your,
YouTube.
You can't go back to your flipping on the remote.
That I would get the DirecTV one just because you get the Predators and the Braves with that. Well, hopefully Bally Sports will die. It doesn't look like it's going to, but I wish it would. But I am not at all. Like, I am not interested at all whatsoever of switching to just this service that gives me TBS, TNT. So is it just the sports, or do you get like the episodes of Friends that run on TBS all the time?
I would assume so. It'd be hard to.
So you get ESPN and all the ESPN channels, ABC, Fox, and all the Fox channels. And all the Friends episodes and episodes of Charmed on TNT when they're not playing hockey or basketball or baseball.
I guess.
Or college basketball. But then you still don't even get CBS for the NCAA tournament. Screw it.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. You used to have, if you had cable, you used to be able to just get all the games. And now that's not even the case. You have to have cable and you have to have extra streaming services on top of that, which is a pain.
So, again, I don't think I'm switching to it. I don't think anybody... I'm going to go out on a limb. I think it's going to fail. That's it for us. ESPN Radio next. Stillman and Cup. You'll see everybody tomorrow, too.